The Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph teaches us. Itmar, Rapapi Mishmei Rava Amar, Risha Mishaleach, teaches us that the halacha is that if we had to do a new geirel, the example that the Gemara gave was that the blood of the Sar Lashem spilled, and therefore they had to bring two new seirim to make a geirel, which will be the new Sar Lashem, and which will be the Sar Lazazel. And now we indeed have made this geirel. We now have a new animal, which is Sar, which is going to be the Sar Lashem. But we don't know, and we have not two seirim Lazazel. And we only, as the Gemara said, do the avoida of the Sar Lazazel on one of those two animals. So the Gemara's question is, which of those two animals is the animal that's going to be used as the Sar Lazazel? So says the Gemara, Itmar, Rapapi Mishmei Derav Amar, Rishim Mishalayach. The first one that was identified to be the Sar Lazazel is the one that's used as the Sar Lazazel. Rav Simi Mishmei Derav Amar, Achram Mishalayach. The second one is used as the Sar Lazazel. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Rav Simi Mishmei Derav Amar, Achram Mishalayach, that his opinion was that the second one is disused, Kesavar, Hoyal V'gomaba Kapara, since that was the animal that was used to effect the Kapara, that was the second, that's the pair. So that's why we understand that it should be used as the Sar Lazazel. However, ask the Gemara, Rapapi Mishmei Derava, who says that the first animal is used, ask the Gemara, my Kesavar, what is the basis of his opinion? Answers the Gemara, Savala, he is of the opinion, Kareb Yossi, the Omar, Mitzvah Barishin, that when you ever have an option of two different items, we always go with the item that was chosen first. Ask the Gemara, hi Reb Yossi, where do we find this opinion of Reb Yossi? Ilema, so Gemara suggests, it's Reb Yossi the Kupis. The opinion of Yossi that we found regarding the Kupis that we learned in Masechta Shkolim regarding the Machzor of Shekel. The Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Shkolim, Shalosh Kupis Shalosh Shalosh Soim, and then number of Pshatim, how to learn this Gemara. It seems the Pshat that most Mepharshim learn is as follows. We know every year they had to donate the Machzor of Shekel. And as they donated the Machzor of Shekel every year, they threw it into a room. And in the Beis HaMikdash, in Alishka. And then they took from those coins and put them into three boxes. And says the Mishnah, Shalosh Kupish Shalosh Soim, there were three boxes. Each box was large enough to hold Shalosh Soim, Shebehem, Tarmas Alishka. Into those boxes, they threw the coins that they would actually use to buy the Kabbanah Seber. And the Mishnah continues, it said on those boxes. Those boxes were marked Aleph Beis Gimel. V'tanya, Amar Reb Yossi, Lama Kosvalem Aleph Beis Gimel. Why did they need to be marked Aleph Beis Gimel? Says Reb Yossi, Leida, so we could be able to identify Eza Nitmarim Risha, which box, which pushka was filled up with coins first, Lahavi Himena Rishon, that box of coins would be used first, Shemitzvah Barishin. So what do we see? The Rabbi Yossi is teaching us that you're supposed to use the first facts first. And in fact, I saw that the Shalos Tshuvos HaRavid, the Ravid, says that a person who's baking challis for Shabbos, the woman who's baking challis for Shabbos, should mark which one is first, which one is second, because we see here in the Gemara concept that the first one should be used first. The Rosh similarly says that if people bake specially three matzahs to be used by the Seder, they should make a simen, which was the first, which was the second, which was the third. Just like we find in our Gemara that they made a simon, which is first, which is second, which is third. Ask the Gemara. This raya that is being brought, ask the Gemara, maybe is not compelling. Why? Because Dilma, be'idna deschazek kamaisa, at the time when the first box was filled with coins, lo'ischazek basraisa. So at that time, the box wasn't yet full. And because it wasn't yet full, so you only had the first box. And that's why, since only the first box coin was usable, once that was the usable box, that remains always the first box that should be used. But how do we know that that should be the halacha when two things are equally usable? Ella, says the Gemara, B'yoisi the Pesach. The Tanya, Hamafrish Pischoi, if somebody designates an animal for his Karn Pesach for Ovat, and it gets lost. Vifrish Achatachta, and now he designates a second animal. Vakach Nimsa Rishon, and now before Erev Pesach, the Zman for bringing the Karn Pesach comes, the first animal is found. Vreshnei Maimdum, so he has two animals that he designated for Karn Pesach. Which one should he use for the Karn Pesach? So Ezmem Shir to Yaakov the Rechacham. The Chom hold, you could use either one. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a mitzvah Rishon. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is to use the first one. However, Rabbi Yossi as well agrees, Vim Hoya Sheni Mufcha Vimena, that if the second animal was better than the first animal, Yivienu. So what do we see here? Both animals are equally usable. And even though they're both equally usable, says Rabbi Yossi, you should use the first animal that you have. You should use the first animal that you have, unless the second one is better. What is the definition of better? Or said differently, is the definition of better limited to the situation of Karban Pesach, where there we're eating the animal, so of course we want to eat the better animal? Or is always the halacha that we should do what's better? Why? There's an interesting machloikas ha'achroinim. The achroinim discuss the following shaila. We all know that on Chanukah, l'chatchila, we're supposed to use oil for the Chanukah candles. If one doesn't have oil, he's allowed to use wax. So the achroinim discuss, let's say somebody didn't have olive oil available, and he already prepares his wax candles. And right before he's about to prepare his wax candles, he gets oil. What should he do? Should he use those wax candles that he already began preparing? Or should he use the oil? And it's machloikas, as I said, of the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says that you should use the wax candles. You started preparing them, you should use them. The Shvus Yaakov says no. That even Rabbi Yossi, who says that you should always use the first item, is only when it's not mitzvah mufchar. But here, we're now, Baruch Hashem, you've been able to get oil. And oil, as we said, is preferable. Put the wax candles to the side and use oil. Why? Because Chacham Tzvi obviously is of the opinion that mitzvah mufchar doesn't only apply, like in the case of a Karban Pesach, where we're speaking about where we're speaking about food that we're going to eat. It's always the halacha is that we should do mitzvah and a mufchor if at all possible. But it's very interesting to point out. Our Gemara is saying that Rav says that the halacha is mitzvah berishin. Why is the halacha mitzvah berishin? Because he follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. So the Rishonim already ask, why does Rav follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi versus the opinion of the Chachamim? And actually, the Asteris and the Rambam, by Karban Pesach, the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, says Misha Avet Pischoi, somebody loses Karban Pesach, Motza Acher Shefrish Pesach Acher, Vreishneim Oimdim Yakrav Ezman Shiyirtza L'Shem Pesach, use whichever one for Pesach, Vasheni, the second one Yikrav Shlomim. So we see that the Rambam doesn't pass in like Rabbi Yossi. But a Seirim, he does pass in like Rabbi Yossi. So there's a very important distinction that the Rishonim already make. And that distinction will be very relevant in a number of areas of halacha. The halacha is Ezemem Shir Tziyakriv. That's only in a situation where there was nothing wrong, that by the Seirim, the Rabbanan Amoided that we go with Mitzvah Berishin. Why? Because what happened in the case of the Seirim? There was nothing wrong with the first animal that was designated as the Sorel Azazel. What happened was that first animal that was designated Sorel Azazel was perfectly fine. What happened was that the Sorel Hashem, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, the blood spilled out. And since the blood spilled out, now I have to bring another animal. I have two Sorel Azazel. Nothing wrong happened to that animal. Since nothing wrong happened to that animal, that's why the Rabbanan agree that it should remain as the Sorel Azazel. Only when something wrong happened to the first animal will the Rabbanan agree that Ezmen Shiyer Tziyakov. How is this relevant to Pshat in the Gemara? The way this is relevant to Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. The Rishonim debate, when was the first animal found? In the case where you had an animal for Karban Pesach, lost it, designated a second animal, and now found the first animal. Was the first animal found before Chatzos? Was the first animal found after Chatzos? And it could be there's going to be a very big nafka mina la'alocha. If the first animal was found before Chatzos, so the first animal essentially was never disqualified. Because before this man of that Krovas Karban Pesach, I found the first animal. And therefore the halacha will be that I should use the first animal. When will the Rabbanan say, Ezmen Shiyir Tziyakrif? The Rabbanan will say, Ezmen Shiyir Tziyakrif, only in a situation where the first animal was only found after Chatzos. So at the moment of Chatzos, which is the moment that is the designated moment where the carbon is supposed to be brought, I don't have the first animal. So yes, before I actually brought the animal as a carbon, I find the first animal, but there was a moment where it wasn't available to me. That's when the Rabbanan say, Ezman Shir to Yaakov. But if there was never a moment where the first animal, when I needed it wasn't available to me, that means I found the first animal before Chatzos, the Rabbanan will hold, bring the first animal. And this, actually, I saw a Shail Sechuvis Torah Lishma, Shail Sechuvis Torah Lishma, Simen Nunvav, discusses such a Shaila. He discusses the following Shaila. He says, the Gabbai came to Shul Shabbos morning to take out a Sefer Torah, to prepare it to be used to learn from on Shabbos. And he sees the Sefer Torah. He thought that the Sefer Torah is disqualified. So he decided to prepare a second Sefer Torah. And now he has these two Sefer Torah. And when the people, and there are Seferim, Rabbonim in the community, and when they come to Shul, and they look at the first Sefer Torah, which the Gabbai thought was disqualified, they say, there's nothing wrong with the Sefer Torah. So now the question is, which Sefer Torah should be used? The first one or the second one? So he says that you use the first one. And according to the way we're learning the Gemara, it's very understandable. Because our Gemara is, the way we're explaining, that in a situation when I needed the Sefer Torah, when I need these two items, when I have two items in front of me, and at the time that I need them, there was never a time that the moment that I needed it, it wasn't available to me.
Here too, when it came to laning, both Sifrei Torah are available to me. Use the first Sefer Torah.
He discusses another shaila. He discusses a shaila where there was a person who was going to do a pinyan aben for his son. And he prepared the 5 coins for the kayin. And he put them into his packet. And then he comes to the pinyan aben and he can't find the coins. So you have to do the mitzvah pinyan aben. So he prepares another 5 coins. And then when he comes to actually do the pinyan, he finds the first 5 coins. Which one should he use? Should he use the first or the second? And again, it seems that in both of these cases, the halacha is you should use the first coins, you should use the first Sefer Torah. I do, however, have to make a point that the Shailos HaTshuvos Torah L'shma himself makes. And that is, when is the halacha that you're supposed to use the first coins? Or you're supposed to use the first Sefer Torah? That's if both Sefer Torah that I have are at the place where we're supposed to lane today. But if one Sefer Torah is not at the place where we're supposed to lane today, and the other one is, so certainly that is a new concept that comes into play. And that's the concept of Tircha de Tzibura. And certainly then, we should use the Sefer Torah, which will not require any mix, any rolling to get to the right place. Maybe similar, not identical, but similar to the concept of mitzvah and a mufchar. It's interesting to point out that the Shailos HaTshuvos Torah L'shma in that siman, in siman Nvav, says that now that we've established that mitzvah, that we always go mitzvah berishin, so he says that let's say somebody bought something l'kavod Shabbos. Let's say somebody bought chicken for Shabbos, and I bought one chicken for Shabbos, and then I buy a second chicken for Shabbos, and I only need one chicken for Shabbos. So he says, since we're learning now mitzvah berishin, so he says the first chicken that was purchased for Shabbos should be used l'kavod Shabbos. But again, here I certainly think that, as the Gemara concluded, if there's going to be a situation that, let's say, I indeed bought these 2 chickens, but the second chicken is better than the first chicken, so as our Gemara concluded, mitzvah, there's always a mitzvah to use mina mufchar, so you want to use the better chicken l'kavod Shabbos.